This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Join me with that expectation to receive God's servant, our Father, Bishop David Oyedepo, as God uses him to show us the word of the Lord. Give God more hands of praise.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is one golden rule for sustaining impact in ministry. Whatever He gives to you, freely give out. Freely give out. No one lacks what he gives. People only lack what they keep. There is he that scattereth, and yet he has more. There's one that won't let go, it tends more to penury. It's God who has shown us light. So if he shows you light, give it out. Psalm 118, verse 27. What have you that you have not received? So whatever you have, you received it. And so, let it go. Share the truth lavishly. Share the truth without reservation. As you share what he shows you today, he shows you more tomorrow. No one ever lacks what he gives. People only lack what they keep. Matthew 10:8, freely ye are given, freely give. Awesome God. You are living here to keep giving freely. Whatever he shows you. For the benefit of others. 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 There is no breakthrough testimony I hear that does not stir joy inside me. Stirs real joy. There are things I desire to see and the things I am saying by grace. So they stir joy on my inside. My prayer again is that by the time we meet next, you are in your new levels. Lord Jesus, speak to us again tonight and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. Fighting the fight of faith into your next levels. It is not unspiritual to be challenged, but it's unscriptural to be defeated. You'll never come across a champion in any field of human endeavor, including the kingdom, without his catalog of challenges. It's not unspiritual to be challenged, But it's unscriptural to be defeated. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That means there are obstacles that he had to overcome. We have to put up a fight to possess our possession. Christ was tempted at all points, just as we are, yet without sin. And he knew no sin. Yet had to endure gruesome challenges. And because he overcame, we shall overcome also. Amen. Fighting the fight of faith into your next levels. Our heritage of next levels will usually attract opposition. Arise ye and depart. Behold, I've given you Sihon the Amorite. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, and his land. I've given you, now begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. A great door and effectress opened unto me. Revelation has been coming, my God. We have a heritage of unending progress in redemption. Our paths are then to shine more and more to the perfect day. A great one effectual has opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. We can't assess our next levels without engaging the weapon of faith. Faith is the master key to our next levels. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That implies hope is the substance of things expected. Which engenders tangible proofs. By it the others obtain a good report. So we can't get there without faith. Faith is the key to a world of unlimited opportunities. Mark 10:27. With men this is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. But if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. All heroes of scriptures were men and women of faith. We have that whole catalog, Hebrews 11, 1 to 40. So faith is the mystery behind the pathfinding, faith-setting, trailblazing order of exploits in the kingdom. One can be enlisted in that group without actively engaging the weapon of faith for a fight. But faith is not just believing God, faith is obeying God to prove that we believe him, so as to commit him to confirm his word. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. How is this so, one may ask? Faith draws on the power of God to accomplish the impossible. When faith comes alive, we tap into the power of God to deal with the issues we cannot deal with on our own. God delivered Daniel from the den of the lions because he believed in his God. By faith, he tapped into the power of God that cannot be consumed by the lion. And so he was unscratched. Big question. If faith is this powerful, why is my faith not working? Here is a major mystery we must get acquainted with. To assess and sustain our realm of next levels, it takes faith to assess it and it takes faith to sustain it. First Corinthians 13 and verse 1 to 3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity and become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, that's what we celebrate in charismatics, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. The faith that walks and keeps walking requires love for delivery. The love of God, not the love of things, the love of God. The love of God. Our faith will move mountains and I have no charity. I am nothing. Nothing moves. Nothing moves. Nothing moves. I have what it takes to move, but it's not moving. Because Galatians 5, 6, faith works by love. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. Our faith will only deliver to the level of our love for God and the interest of His kingdom. That's what has rendered many people's faith impotent. Without the love of God at work in our heart, faith is impotent. We have been believing and believing and nothing is happening. Ask the question, what's going on there? Love is as strong as death. Those three Hebrew boys would rather die than bow to a graven image. And God delivered them because they trusted in their God. Love steered their faith for maximum delivery. You know, many waters can't quench love. Their love was above the threat of the king. Their faith was delivered. Daniel opened the windows of his house and began to pray. Three times, I said, there four times. In spite of the threat of death, he was thrown to the den of the lion. Daniel, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee? He said, my God has sent his angel and assured the mouth of the lions, and they have done me no hurt. And the king said, God delivered Daniel because he believed in his God. Daniel chapter 6 verse 23. You can't tell what faith is love until your love for God is in place. You can't tell what faith is worth until your love for God is in place, burning and growing. Burning and growing. Which is the great commandment of the law? You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is and continue. You love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Every other spiritual virtue requires that platform for delivery. Every other spiritual virtue requires the love of God at work in us to deliver. Every other virtue in the kingdom requires the love of God at work in us to deliver. When we are genuinely in love with God, faith delivers like fire, as we saw in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. With the love of God at work in us, great things continue to happen on their own accord. For we know that all things keep working together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. The biggest question in the adventure of a believer, lovest thou me? My son, give me your heart and watch what I do with your life. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Watch what I will make out of your life if you will give me your heart. Watch what I will make out of your life if you will give me your heart. The word says, keep your heart therefore with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't you know what the word says in 1 Corinthians 13:8? Charity faileth not. Is the failure-proof virtue of the kingdom. Charity faileth not. I said to God one time, won't you even be patient for someone to pray before you answer? He said, no, there's a company of people. Before they call, I will answer. While they're here speaking, I will perform. I later discovered they were men and women with a heart panting after God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in all his ramifications, and all these things shall be added to you without you asking for them. They shall be added. They shall be additions. You won't need confessions. They shall be additions. They shall be additions. They shall be additions. That changed my entire world, my Christian world, 1976 when I caught it. Seek ye first my kingdom. And all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. I heard it from his mouth for the first time. I never read from a book. I signed up. Wrote a covenant with God to make it my lifestyle. I've not had the first regret. September 12, 1976. This is 2023. Great things continue to happen on their own accord. Levels will keep changing on their own accord. You are just in. It shows up. This is next level. Your love keep burning. This is another level. And you keep running after him, another level. And you keep going after him, another level. That's your new experience. That shall be your new experience. That shall be your new experience. That shall be your new experience. When our love is perfected, we are filled with all the fullness of God to command dominion. It's as you grow in the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height of the love of God, you are filled with all the fullness of God. And fullness of God equals dominion, unchecked dominion. Unchecked dominion. He sits upon the circles of the earth, doing what he pleases. Dominion unchecked. Ephesians 3, 17 to 19. But what is love, the kind we're talking about? God's love is not theoretical. Let us therefore not love in word nor in tongue, but in truth and in deed. What is love in our context? There are proofs to validate the sincerity of our love for God. There are biblical proofs. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8, he said we should prove the sincerity of our love for God. I speak not by commandment, but by the occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Love for God in our context implies placing God above all else, including self. That's the difference. Placing God above all else, including self. In the last days, men shall be lovers of their own selves. This love demands that we place God above all else, including ourselves. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Their love for God will wax cold. It will shift to self-love, love for themselves. Luke 14, 26 and 27. If any man come after me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life, cannot be my disciple. Love in our context implies a God-first lifestyle. This is the first and the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you have only one. All your soul, you have only one. And all your mind, you have only one. A God first lifestyle. Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Love in our context also implies a kingdom priority lifestyle. You are always dreaming kingdom advancement dreams. Not possessive dreams. Kingdom advancement dreams fills your heart. Many years ago, I felt a bit challenging my health, and they checked me up and they said, oh, your blood pressure is high. I said, not me. And I went to bed, I began to dream of the next crusade. Crusade, sir. That was the end forever. That was the end forever. That was the end forever. A kingdom priority lifestyle. Be full of kingdom advancement dreams. Next, what is love in our context? It also implies loving what God loves the most. And that is souls. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for the salvation of man's soul. Do you love me? Go after my sheep. Are you sure you love me? I mean, go after my lamb. Are you sure you love me? Go after my sheep. Do you truly love me? Go after my sheep. Now, most times you forget the lambs. The lambs are the children. What are they? We had an experience this year in one of the outlets here. Some children were led to Christ. They came on Sunday on the road to look for transportation they couldn't get. So they told themselves, any gift we receive this week, we will save it to get transportation to church next Sunday. The following Sunday, 10 of them showed up. Amen. And the last count, they were 57. Children who are earning nothing organized their way to get to church. Children. We ignore them. Yet, such are the kingdom of God. Without a passion for souls, there is no proof of anyone's love for God. John 21, 15 to 17. Love in our context also implies identifying with Jesus openly, publicly, and unashamedly. Openly, publicly, and unashamedly. Mark 3:38. Mark 8:38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall also the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God of salvation to everyone that believes. Other biblical proofs of our love for God includes undying love for the world. 1 Samuel 13:14. I found me a man after my own heart. His name is David. A man with a heart for God, as a many. He said, how love I thy law. You can't be in love with God and not love to hear from him. Psalm 119 verse 97 to 100. How love I thy law. One vital proof of our love for God is our love for his word. Another proof of our love for God is a passionate crave for fellowship. This great lover of God, by name David, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O God. Nobody runs after you for fellowship. You run to be in his presence. It's the delight of your soul. I was glad when they said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. God's presence attracts you time and again. No coercion, no pressurization. It's your delight. We have established a platform that empowers faith for maximum delivery. Let's now examine the protocols of faith and clearing the barriers on our path to next levels. Praise God. Barriers are not strange on our path. Every great door and effectual attracts their adversaries. I will build my church. It's an agenda. The gates of hell will rise to resist it, but shall not prevail against it. But God will not allow anybody on our path beyond what we can deal with. For there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be challenged beyond the one you can handle. And in the course of that challenge, you provide the way of escape so you can deal with it. James 1:13, it tempts no man with evil. 1 Peter 4:12, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. Champions are made of challenges. Champions are made of challenges. Challenges are not strange. They constitute the platform for the rise of giants, as we saw in the lives of David, in the likes of David, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and several others. Champions of all ages are made of challenges. In this world, we have challenges, but be of good cheer. I've overcome on your behalf. Champions of all ages are made of challenges. We have the likes of Moses, Gideon, Paul the Apostle, in the hand of false brethren, with the Gentiles, among the Jews. But clearing the barriers demand that we make a project of every issue of challenge we are confronted with. Make a project of it as follows. 1, engage in a search in the scriptures for the way out. The way out. Come to me, all ye that are grievously challenged, and I will give you rest. Come and learn the way out. Take responsibility in line with your findings, and you shall find rest for your soul. Make a project of any barrier you notice on your path. Wait a minute. Why is this church not growing? There must be a way out. Young people, let's get down to pray. We are on those 3 days of prayers. Lambrok tembro di shagala barade note si anopa. What you don't want, you don't watch. What you don't resist has a right to remain. What you don't confront, you cannot conquer. Many are too comfortable with failure. When would you see success? Now, here was a church that started in November. This was in March. Too long. March 21. No. This is not the way to live. Temuru anesh, eko prankano raba, ete sin zuzu. There must be a way out. And then, he showed up. Make a project of the barrier you notice on your path. Your next levels are real. But you have to engage in the fight of faith to take delivery. You have to engage in a fight of faith to take delivery. Engage your spirit man in the search. Number 2, most times we only engage our intellect. We are limited in access. With my soul have I desired in the night. Isaiah 26 and verse 9. With my whole spirit, with my spirit within me, will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. We desire him with our soul. We seek him with our spirit within us. must get off the realm of the soul when we are in search of a way out. We are in a contention against principalities and powers. We must switch off on to the realm they cannot access. When thou seest, seek my face. My heart says, thy face, O God, will I seek. Ministers should begin to discern between the soul and the spirit. Which of you, having 10 coins and you lose one, will not lit a candle and sweep thoroughly till you find it? Luke 15 and verse 8. What's a candle? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, which searches the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20 and verse 27. Engage your spirit man in a search. It's the cheapest way to access the deep things of God that will get you out of that ditch. Number 3. Engage in the search with joy and rejoicing. This is why many will never find sir. They are full of concerns, full of apprehensions, full of complaints. But with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12 and verse 3. Thou shalt have a song as in the night, when the holy solemnity is kept. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. You shall have a song, then you shall hear the voice. No song, no access. Engage in the search with joy and rejoicing. Number 4. Engage the altar of prayer and fasting for accelerated finding. Is this not the path I've chosen? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, breaking forth of light through the altar of prayer and fasting. Breaking forth of light. I've seen that several in my life. Breaking forth of light through the altar of prayer and fasting. Jesus, there must be a way out. This is not what to be. This is not my portion. This is not your plan for my life. There must be a way out. And he said, stand up. Come and say, outbreak of light. Follow me. And then he began to show me life and direct. Broad daylight. Believe God to pray into realms of encounters. Believe God to pray into realms of encounters. This casual prayer, oh God, you know, phonetics. What are you doing there with that? Oh God, I just came back from Australia. Well done. What does that mean in prayer? Zero. Oh, no! Hear me now! And hear me. I was out on the mountain for 3 nights before the Lord in a fast, searching for the secret behind the ministry of Ezekiel. What a project. We arrived on that mountain. The first thing that happened was a serpent landed from the tree. I've never known that serpents climb trees. I later came to know that. I said, this must be the garden of the Lord, because there was a serpent in the garden of Eden. We are not living here. I'm not living here. And then the cloud became blue and dark. Rain said, I'll deal with you here. I'm going nowhere. Rain stop. Rain didn't stop. I won't stop too. Amen.
Each one has his own mission. If you won't stop, I won't stop. Rain drenched me. Sun came the following day and dried me. But I won't leave the book of Ezekiel. I was in torchlight to read it. By the third night, watch an asset. Behold, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire. As you say it, you see it. Sir, there is no devil in here that doesn't know the meaning of that. There is no devil in here that doesn't know the meaning of that. There is no devil in here that doesn't know the meaning of that. There is no witch in the groups that doesn't know that. As you say, I've taught your tongue with the... Mike, I didn't cram it from somewhere. So where is the effect of the rain? Nonsense. Number five. Mix your findings with faith in your heart. The word preached to us was what preached to them, but it didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them. Don't assume it. Genuinely mix your findings with faith in your heart. I believe it. This is directly to me. This is God speaking to me. This God showing me the way out. Hebrews 4 and verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. People assume it. Your findings does not equal your faith. You consciously mix your findings with your faith. And when you do, you know it. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. You can't but know when faith comes. You can't but know when faith comes. You can't but know when faith comes. Number six, give yourself wholly to the instructions applicable to your findings. Give yourself wholly to it. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Verse 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to your findings, that thy profiting may appear to all. James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Whatever findings you don't engage with will produce no result. James chapter 1 verse 17. James 2, please, 17. James 2, 17. Even so faith, if it had not worked, is dead being alone. It's not enough to believe it. You must put it to work. Someone said, I have faith. The other one said, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Verse 18. Number 7, in case it hasn't cleared up till now, demand your victory on the altar of prayer. Demand your victory on the altar of prayer. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh the door shall be opened. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, which we have been trading from stage one, we have gone finding, we have gone searching,
and we have now found, we have missed our faith in it, so we have the material to engage with on the altar of prayer. Fire. 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 More often than not, before you get to this point, it has arrived. Can I hear your amen? But he said, you have not because you ask not. In case it doesn't arrive, make demand for it. On the altar of prayer. Now, number 8. Begin to address the barriers to clear off your path. If you will say to this mountain, God won't talk to the mountain for you. He won't talk to the mountain for me. Say to this mountain, be thou removed and get off that place. I shall not doubt in your heart. But shall believe that what you say will come to pass. You shall whatsoever you say. God will not address your mountains. He will not address my mountains. You will have to do it. You will have to do it. God didn't speak to Goliath. David spoke to Goliath in the name of the Lord. And God confirmed it. Begin to address the barriers to clear off your path. Mark 11:23. Number 9, start declaring boldly your victory. It's over. The siege is over. The siege is over. The church is marching forward. The siege is over. One day I was preaching in Kaduna, and then I was screaming on our Awuja megaphone or something. And I said, don't think I'm mad, though. I'm seeing a crowd outside that you cannot see. I'm speaking to that crowd outside. No matter what facility we build in this church, there will be people outside. There will be people outside, no matter what. Amen. I saw them outside. I saw them outside. They have been outside ever since. Amen. We started the second service here when we saw 16,000 people outside. 16,000 people. So, start declaring boldly your victory. He said, open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. But my people are too civilized for me. If I say it loudly and it doesn't happen, what happens? That's why it's not happening. Everything I've said loudly has happened. For I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that no others can resist nor gainsay. Until they hear you, they won't fade away. The stranger shall hear you and fade away from their hiding places. Psalm 18:44. They must hear you before they fade. They won't fade away. They must hear you. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The stranger shall fade away from their hiding places. Start declaring boldly your victory. They are bold. They are 2 years later, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave witness the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. It's not enough to say it. How you say it matters. Whatever you can't say boldly, God cannot confirm openly. Whatever you can't say boldly, God cannot confirm it openly. When we first came to Canaan, first Sunday, I asked everybody, come to one arm of the faith tabernacle. And I said, men and brethren, we'll soon start a second service here. One of them said, my heart caught. Are you a jar? My God. Said, never mind. We'll soon start a second service here. Thank you, Jesus. And then the message continued. Number 10. Start giving glory to God for your breakthrough. Start giving glory to God for your breakthrough. Although you have not seen anything, yet keep celebrating the faithfulness of God, because he cannot deny himself. Habakkuk 3:17-19. In everything give thanks, this is the will of God. And after you have done the will of God, you will obtain the promise. Keep giving thanks. After that dramatic visitation on church growth, my God, we were really growing. Thank God for it.
I did 16 seminars back to back every week. And the church grew to 90. We ordained 7 deacons to celebrate it. Amen. Yes. Eleven, refuse to give up. Don't say, I thought he had me. He had you. Now the just will live by faith. If any man turns back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Refuse to give up on your stand of faith. Refuse to give up on your trust in God. Keep holding on. God never lies. And number 12, return the glory to him for your victory, so as to preserve and perfect the same. Because your victory is sure. As your victory turns in, return the glory to God. It belongs to him, so as to preserve and perfect the same. This is how to engage in the fight of faith to clear the barriers of your path of next levels. These are the strategies to engage. Once again, you never come across any champion in the kingdom that is not made of challenges. So stand up to it. Stand up to it. What have I done wrong? You haven't done anything wrong. You have been challenged. So confront it. What am I talking about? Let nothing that you see on arrival make you doubt what you have heard. Let nothing that you see on arrival make you doubt what you have heard. No situations or circumstances can make the word of God of no effect. I see the champion in you emerge. I see you scaling new heights without sweat. I see challenges clearing the way for you. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Celebrate Jesus. Magnify Jesus. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and just begin to magnify your God for light from heaven? For light from heaven. For light from heaven. For light from heaven.
It's not unspiritual to be challenged. It's not sin to be tried. Let's stop bemoaning our challenges. Let's stop watching them. Let's stop the way against them. Let's confront them to conquer them. Rade boloto se claria lo baro. Shanglero beretosa e clobica. Mande cono proctanara dabra dia libra dabalatosa. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now watch. I once stated, you may have read the few things I've written and listened to some messages, with all the grammatic problems in there. But once you discover my heartbeat for God, you have not found my secret. I'd like you to pray. God, empower my love for you into another level. That's when you will know the worth of your faith. Empower my love for you into another level. Empower my love for you into another level. Pray that prayer, everybody, pray. Empower my love for you into another level. Empower my love for you into another level. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray as a man on a mission, as a woman on a mission. Empower my love for you into another level. Rabekoteno Ebrabayato Embolo Polo Poro da Sige Ambrabayakatako Rande Ezombero de Clori and the Prangalabarado sa. Empower my love for you, Jesus, into another level. I want to experience the reality of the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height of your love. I want to experience the reality of being full, filled with your fullness. Jesus, empower my love for you into another level. Empower my love for you into another level. Eruba shanga gaga kato, erubo shonga reka kakatana, embloborose zibria kolato. Empower my love for you into another level. In Jesus' precious name. One of the proofs of love that is being perfected is fear-free life. Perfect love casts out fear. Melo purushke credi kato balante noga eno popongle keno prektona rubalandeke zambrobialos. Lord, launch me to that fear-free realm by the power of your love. Go ahead and pray. Launch me into that free, fear realm of life. That fear-free realm of life.
Jesus' precious name we have prayed. When our faith is boosted by love, the unusual begins to happen. The impossible becomes the order of the day. For through faith, fired by love, they subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the furnace of fire. My God. They turned the army of the aliens to flight. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They was valiant in fight. When faith is fired by love, the impossible becomes the order of the day. That's why faith is the master key to a world of next levels. In the precious name of Jesus, your faith will keep scaling levels. There is nothing magical about faith. It's a direct product of access to the word. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. Do you understand what you read? How can I? And when he understood, faith came alive. So faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. May each one's love for the world comes alive afresh. May each one's love for the world come alive afresh. We are shutting down in the morning tomorrow under the dew of the day. In the name of Jesus, there shall be diverse impartation of grace. There shall be replication, yes, duplication, yes, and multiplication of grace. Yes. Everyone shall emerge a surprise to himself on arrival. Yes. If that's you, let me hear your loudest amen. Yes. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Pray some more in the Holy Ghost. Let's drink into the blessing of the night. Pray some more. Pray some more in the language of the Spirit. Oh, make it loud so you can take it large. Make it loud so you can take it large. Laramanda gotekinanda sa. Sembrelebeda. Dangelegredegata. Kakakoto nonso zobreni maga. Faith has come. Charge it up. Charge it up. Take it up, top it up, Londo Kinaga, Tambrolo Getega, Katana Safusea, Fembrilate, Temisu, Imena, Yanaga, Kalaku, Frenemende Kinako Tosozozuzuya, Malele Shiklaktana Daya Dagadaga, Kakaka Katana Sazuva. Blessed be God in the name of Jesus.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.